Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, it's Thursday, y'all, and here's what's happening in celebrity news. Everybody's talking about Rihanna, honey. She's about to be the high, I guess. They're saying, y'all, that she's back in New York. She was fresh off of a press junket that she was doing in Hawaii because, you know, she has this new movie coming out and all these great things. And they're saying, y'all, that producers said that they want Rihanna to star in Fast and Furious. Because they're saying that they were so impressed, y'all, with her acting debut that they're going to cast her as a villain in part 6, which the film is going to start filming in the summertime. But Rihanna is also speaking out, y'all, you know, because she's in the movie Battleship and stuff. And she's talking about, you know, her having that American accent. She said that, you know, she hates to hear herself speak, especially because she was speaking in an American accent. Because I guess with her being from, where's she from? Bahamas or wherever she's from.
Barbados.
Barbados. I guess they have such an accent and whatever. But what I'm liking about what Rihanna is saying, you know, she said, she's talking about what she looks for in a man, y'all. She said this quote, a guy that smells good. She said, if you see and look at a guy, she said, chances are you won't turn your head. But she said, Ebony, when you smell a guy, honey, she said, you'll whip around your doggone neck, baby. She said, because it just leaves a great something lingering on.
I'm telling y'all, man, trust, I tweet about this. I talk about this all the time. Smell is so important.
Oh, it's gosh, very important.
Because, see, a man don't necessarily have to have a six-pack. And if them teeth all right, them shoes look good, and he smells good,
Same thing with a woman, man. These chicks' necks be smelling like horse ankles.
Oh, Jesus. Well, she said this, y'all, with that being said, she said she is creating, y'all, her own male fragrance, you know. She said she's going to come out with a male fragrance. She said she's making her own male fragrance. She said she wants dudes to smell like when you wake up, you know that you smell. You know,
girl,
you know that
my
smell.
My house last week, her neck's at ass neck.
Oh, Ricky. God,
Buffalo,
you have ass.
Anyway, child, moving on, honey. Another celebrity, congratulations, goes out to Rihanna and her new fragrance. Baby Oprah, honey, then went to tweeting, honey. She said, y'all, that she had to praise.
Tweeting.
Yeah. So, tweeting, so they past tense?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tweeting.
We're tweeting. Okay, well, she tweeted then, hell.
Yeah, what she said.
Anyway, y'all, she, you know, she was, praising her friend Tyler Perry. She said for keeping his cool, y'all, after, you know, that big fire that broke out at his studios on Tuesday night, y'all. She said she revealed that he managed to remain calm and collected throughout the chaos of the blaze. And she said he showed real grace while handling the situation. And she also wanted to say that my friend and younger big brother, Tyler Perry, his back live studio was damaged by fire last night. She said his attitude in the midst of all was calm and feeling blessed. No one was injured. She said real grace under fire. But this is the deal, y'all. This is what people are just saying, y'all. They saying some doggone queen got mad because she wasn't casted and Madea got a job, and they said she went, did that mess. So that's just what the sisters are saying.
You set somebody's stuff on fire, then you are just...
Well, yeah, you know, girl, people do it out there. People scrape your cars, how they burn your house up. Child, that ain't nothing new. You
the
know
man,
what
the man that gave you a job and you done got mad about something that you didn't get and you gonna set the man building on fire. Yeah, that's how folks will do you.
Yeah, that's what the
girl. But this chick over my house, man, her neck smell like...
Oh, the cologne.
Gorilla navel.
Well, Ricky, you need to take her down there and say, baby, let's bathe together, honey.
Buffalo
knees.
Take her
and put her in the doggone shower and bathe that child.
And put him in a tournament.
The cologne today, y'all, is... Tater tot. On the high end, you say tater tot. And on the low end, say beautiful golden brown. A great cooler. Look at that color, that doggone woman with that tan and blue, baby.
Need to wear, some of these chicks need to wear a fabric softener necklace.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.